Glenn Close, growing up in Bandera. Number 192. Thinking back to the TV shows we watched as kids, I recall most of my favorites were westerns. Roy Rogers, Lone Ranger, Up Along Cassidy and the like. There were favorite cartoon shows as well. One show that has withstood the changing taste through the decades is the Mickey Mouse Show. I watched it, and so did my son and my grandkids. Now my great-grandson is a Mick-Mick, as he calls it, fan. Thinking back, I realized my only interest in watching that show decades ago was probably to see Annette Funicello. Fess Parker in the Davy Crockett TV series was a must-watch favorite because his adventures usually always took place on a river or in the woods. That made it easy for me to pretend I was Davy as I roamed the banks of the Medina River around Bandera. There was plenty of wilderness available, too, back in the day. I always wanted one of those coonskin caps and an old Betsy rifle, but here I am, a couple of years past 70 and still wishing. As young boys, we had our own version of the Davy Crockett theme song, but like most of our songs we sang back then, it isn't suitable for print. Audie Murphy cowboy and war movies were popular at the Bantex Theater that inspired me back in my younger days. We had an empty lot near our home which had an adequate supply of black wasp nests in the Hulsach bushes where we could wage war on the enemy. We dug a few foxholes and the wasps proved to be worthy adversaries. We launched mud-clod hand grenades and they counterattacked like miniature kamikaze force that usually sent us running for home. If I was wounded in a battle and told my mom I'd been stung, she showed little sympathy. I told you to leave those wasps alone, my mom did not believe in awarding purple hearts. My current TV viewing is not unlike some of that early life stuff I watched. A lot of the Western miniseries and movies are still available daily, and I'm a faithful follower. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen some of those old cowboy flicks throughout my growing up in Bandera journey, I still prefer them to the modern menu of drama and fantasy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.